T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Wake Up Call Town Hall on 106.5 The End.
You can reach out to us at 916-766-1065, or you can text us at 73389 if you have any questions for our next guest, our first medical professional that we have here on the Wake Up Call Town Hall. We have Dr. Dean Blumberg from Infectious Disease at UC Davis. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So, Dr. Blumberg, I'm going to ask you the same question that we asked Mayor Steinberg 45 minutes ago. How's Sacramento doing?
We're doing okay right now, but I think it's the calm before the storm.
Real. See, it's crazy to think, because we're 2 weeks into this now, it's crazy to think we haven't even gotten to the bad part yet.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, we haven't gotten to the bad part yet. And everything that we've been doing now, the whole sheltering in place and closing the schools and all that, that takes a week or two to actually see the effects of that.
Okay.
Now, I'd like to ask you to, I mean, we've talked about this before, but you are an expert. For the, I'm going to call them conspiracy theorists, that want to believe that this is just media hype, and they want to, you know, tell everybody, well, the flu is so much worse. What do you have to say to those people?
This is a novel infection. That means everybody in the city, everybody in the state, everybody in the entire country has never been exposed to this before. There's no immunity. Nobody's been immunized. Nobody's had past infection. We're all susceptible to it. If we get exposed to somebody who has this, we're going to get it. We're going to get infected. And this can rip through a population like wildfire.
Now, I am somebody who has an immune-compromised child. She actually had 3 open-heart surgeries at UC Davis. And she's doing very well. But obviously, with her condition, a respiratory disease could be very, very bad.
It could be, yeah. But the good thing for children is that in general, they seem to have very mild disease, or sometimes it's even asymptomatic in children.
Okay. My question was like,
even babies?
So is that still, do we still think that?
Yeah, we do think that. It doesn't mean that some children aren't going to be severely affected. I mean, we've heard of some children, you know, tragically dying from this. But I think this is much more of a threat to adults than to children. Adults really are disproportionately have severe and critical disease and are dying from this. And the children can get it and then transmit within the community. And that's why the school closure is so important to try to limit transmission so that we don't get this huge surge of cases all at once.
I'm going to ask a question we've gotten from somebody on text messages, and I'm even going to try to pronounce a word that I cannot say, so bear with me. I hear stories that one should not take ibuprofen.
Oh, it's not a hard word, doctor. It's just one he can't pronounce.
Ibuprofen. Oh, God. If they have coronavirus symptoms, as this makes the virus worse, is this true?
Yeah, it's a theoretical issue based on studies from Europe, and I don't think we're there yet. You can take ibuprofen. You can take any anti-inflammatory you want if you're sick with this or another cold. That's a theoretical issue, and that's too. Those recommendations are not ready for prime time.
Now, where do we stand in this area on tests?
Well, you know, the good news is that we have rapidly increasing test capacity, and it's increasing almost by the day. And so really the testing is so key with this, because otherwise we're operating in the dark. We don't know anything that's going on if we don't test people and know how much this is in the community. With more tests coming online every day, we're going to learn more and more about it and learn exactly where this virus is.
Now, with more of these tests, you know, coming into the area, more people starting to be tested, do you anticipate kind of a backlog when it comes to giving people their results? Because, you know, you hear about...
Well, John, that we had on, said that he's been waiting almost a week, over a week.
But oh, yeah. He self-quarantined. Yeah. You hear about even senators that got tested and then just went about their business until they got the results.
Yeah, so the testing at the commercial labs is taking about a week to 10 days to turn around. They've just been overwhelmed with the demand. And what we're hoping is that we're going to get more locally available tests in hospitals that are going to have rapid turnaround time, like 2 hours. And so we should be getting daily testing results very soon.
Oh, that's great.
How close are we to that?
We're very close. We're very close at multiple hospitals in the area. UC Davis is going to hopefully have in-house testing with rapid turnaround time, the two-hour rapid turnaround time starting tomorrow. We already have a 24-hour turnaround time.
Wow, that's good. This might seem like something that you know, you've said a million times, but just to be clear, what are the early symptoms of COVID-19 that people should be looking for? Because I know every single time I cough now, I'm like, oh my God,
it's
this
starting.
Is it. What are some signs that you probably have it or should at least get tested?
You know, fever and cough are really the primary signs. You can have other manifestations of a cold too. So you can have runny nose, sneezing, and other things. But fever and cough are the main things.
And the cough is a dry cough, correct?
Yes, it starts off that way.
Now, I don't want a bunch of people to start rushing UC Davis and go like, oh my God, we need to get tested. What kind of shape do people need to be in to get these tests? Do they need to be symptomatic? Do you see asymptomatic people being tested in the future?
So right now, what we're recommending is if you've got a cold, if you've got fever and a cough and you're otherwise well, there's no reason to be tested because we wouldn't do anything different. So if you can stay at home and take care of yourself and make sure that you take plenty of fluids and don't get dehydrated and you're not short of breath and you're breathing comfortably, then stay home, self-isolate. It doesn't really matter what that infection is due to. We don't want it being spread in the community.
Mm.
If you're really sick, if you're short of breath or you know, have trouble breathing, then of course, no matter what's causing it, we want you to seek medical attention, and then the appropriate tests will be done. Or if you've got an underlying condition that makes you more at risk for severe disease, like diabetes or heart or lung disease, then in many cases, your doctor is going to want to test you.
Okay.
We're talking with Dr. Dean Blumberg from Infectious Disease at UC Davis. Question through text message at 73389. Will anti-inflammatory medications or herbs help against this virus? We've noticed that people are rushing to grocery stores trying to get antihistamines and over-the-counter medications. Is this helping at all?
No, those don't help. you know, people can take those and they might provide like a change in your symptoms, but they don't help you get better any faster.
Okay, so this is another text message question that we have. If you think you had it already, would a test be able to tell after you feel better? And because I actually think that I had this in late February. I had a low grade fever. I had a dry cough that really made my chest hurt. I took off work for 3 days, which these two will tell you I never do. I mean, I was sick for about 5 or 6 days. So I don't know if I had it or not, but it certainly crossed off a lot of things. But back then, nobody was testing. Will a test come out where I heard about a finger prick where we can test blood to see if we have the antibodies? Are we close to that?
Yeah, I think we're getting there. We're getting close to that. And so for many infections, we can do a blood test. And by looking at if you formed an immune response to the pathogen, we can say, oh, you've had it in the past. And we can even, sometimes we can even time that a little bit, like if it's the recent past or many months ago. Those tests are not available yet. They're just starting to come out. The research is just being done. They haven't been validated yet. But we hope to have those tests available soon, maybe within weeks, maybe months. I'm not sure when.
Dr. Dean Blumberg from the Infectious Disease at UC Davis, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. And thank you for all your help on making sure everyone is safe and healthy.
And stay healthy yourself. And please give... Please let everybody that you work with know that we are thinking about them constantly.
Yes, true patriots.
Thank you. And thank you for getting the word out on this.
Oh, we appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.